three-step drop. Rivers is going to be hit. Rivers tries to pull away. He can't do it. And is sacked back at the 42-yard line. Shotgun snap to Payton. Gathers it in. Looks left. Bounces around. Throws in the end zone. Demaryius Thomas has it. Hand up to Knowshon. Right guard. Knowshon running behind Manny Ramirez. And into the end zone. Denver touchdown. Payton in trouble. From floats one to wide open. Julius Thomas. Did he get both feet down? He did. First down at the 41-yard line. On a 3rd and 15. They run it right up the gut. Knowshon easy first down to the 32. Manny with a clenched fist and a thrust into the air. And this one is going to end in Denver. And it is time to start thinking about the rematch between the Broncos and the Patriots.
Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. And we are back, thankfully, for another playoff edition, this time an AFC Championship game edition of the LA Access podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Broncos finishing and closing the door on San Diego, earning the right to host the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. John, it was a long year. A long, long year waiting to get back. To get back into that playoff arena and to win the game the way the Broncos did. How long were you able to enjoy it? I get the sense the coaches and players, not that long, less than 24 hours. They turned their focus to the Patriots right away. But for you, to wait the year, to see it unfold, to see the way they finished, how long did you enjoy it before you turned your attention to the next one?
I think it took me 5 hours to enjoy it just because of the fact of what we were going through during the game and the situation we got ourselves until we finally picked up that 3rd and 17. It was almost a deja vu, but we made the plays we needed to make to get over the hump and win that because we dominated that game for – you know, almost three quarters, and then we let them back in. So it took me a while to get that pit out of my stomach because of the fact of the flashbacks of what happened last year. But we were able to get over the hump, which to me is tremendous. And I think that took the hand of the monkey off our back from what's happened, losing in the divisional round really the last 2 years, but really last year's hurting as bad as it did. So, it was good to get that monkey off our back, and I think everybody felt that. And so I think everyone realized it felt good to move on to the next round, and I think everyone knows that, you know, on the team especially, they came in the next day and getting ready for New England, and so they know that they haven't reached their goal yet, so therefore I think they were proud of the win, but know that they haven't got the prize yet.
Kind of a strange game. The score differential could have been higher if not for that kind of fluky pick in the back of the end zone to close out the second quarter. And then all of a sudden the Chargers come back a little bit, as you touched on, during the fourth quarter, and you do find yourself watching all of a sudden a one-possession game.
Yeah.
The difference, though, why is it letting Payton throw? All of a sudden he does convert that play, which is an incredible play. Or the fact that the offensive line was able to dominate the way they did and keep them going. They ran the ball well. Everyone just saw what Knowshon Moreno was able to do, even Monte Ball. The difference this year, after the way it ended last year.
Well, and that's the thing is, when you lose some momentum, like we had lost some momentum, and San Diego started getting some, got the momentum after the defense had played so well for the 2.5, 3 quarters, and then they got some momentum. Chris Harris got hurt. And so it was a matter of us on offense to say we have to go out and win it on the offensive side. And 3rd and 17 was the play of the game. Had to pick it up, keep the chains moving, keep them off the field, not give them a chance. And so that's where it was tremendous, is the fact the offense, as you said, the offensive line did a great job of protecting Payton. Julius Thomas made a great catch dragging his feet on the sideline. But who knows where the game goes if we don't make that play. And those are the type plays you have to make in playoff football to be able to advance.
Yeah, again, that final score 24-17. Chargers are done. Broncos, they move on to play at least one more game. We'll talk about Chris Harris and losing him for the season and what that means next on the Elway Access podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the Flex Points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 Flex Points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Four-man rush. Rivers faces pressure, and he's going to be grabbed by Malik Jackson, and he will be sacked for the third time in this game.
Manning, design roll to left, throws.
Welker's got it, and Welker's got a touchdown.
They run it left side. No Shannon's got the edge. No Shannon's at the 20. No Shannon's at the 15, and carries a couple of Chargers, making three Chargers inside the 10. Broncos have run 43 snaps of offense in San Diego territory to six for the Chargers in Denver territory. It has been a manhandling.
Again, those highlights courtesy of 850 KOA, LA Access Podcast, presented by U.S. Bank FlexPerks. And you heard the numbers right there from Dave Logan on the broadcast. Broncos had the ball for 15 more minutes, and then they did back in Week 15. And Phillip Rivers, he never looked comfortable, John. Five false starts, Chargers finishing the game 4 of 12 on third down. Phillip Rivers didn't look comfortable. There were those false starts. Home field advantage was kicking in. Broncos playing well on defense, as you mentioned, for a good chunk of the game, and then Chris Harris gets injured. Add Chris Harris to a long list of starters who are no longer available to finish out this season. How does Jack Del Rio, how does John Fox, how do they persevere and get past this again? Another hurdle.
Well, you know, it's going to be the same thing that we've been doing the whole year, and it's the next man up. So we don't know who's going to take that, who's going to take his spot yet. But you know, we'll have a good week of practice and see who'll be that guy. But you know, we've done it all year, and we have to continue to do it. Obviously, Chris was having a tremendous year, and he's a big part of our defense. But you know, and I feel sad for him, the fact that this has happened to him. But we have to move on and try to find a way to fill that slot. And as we have all year, I'm sure we will.
Getting ready to face a team who's been in the playoffs plenty. We all know what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick can do together. When it's that tandem you're going against, and getting ready to face a Patriots offense who came back from 24 points down back in Week 12 to beat the Broncos. Is it more time in the film room, or do you scheme a little bit differently when they're getting ready, when you're missing one of those key parts? You've only got a few days to prepare.
Well, I think it's just the attention to detail. We have to continue to do that. You know, it's a normal week for us with the championship game coming up on Sunday. So you don't have a whole lot of time to spend, you know, doing nothing. And so I think that we'll get out to practice, and both sides of the ball continue to pay, as I said, attention to the detail. We're going against, you know, if one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the history of the NFL, and you know that they're going to have every base covered, and that's what we have to do too. We got to make sure that we cover every base in all three phases, offensive, defensively, as well as special teams.
Yeah, now getting closer, just a few days away from determining who will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. We'll look ahead to Sunday next in the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Denver, with a hard-fought playoff victory in this divisional playoff game, as they have beaten longtime AFC West rival San Diego Chargers. Final score, Broncos 24, San Diego 17.
Great Gutsy team win today. It took all three phases. You've earned the right to play in the AFC Championship next Sunday, 105. It's New England, baby.
That's right, you heard it correctly. Kickoff at 105. Set your alarms. Rest of the NFL watching to see who will go to the Super Bowl. Broncos, Patriots. You look back to how Broncos had this game won in week 12. Up 24 points. Wind up flying home from Gillette with a loss. Awful feeling. Talk about a rematch. At this point, do you wipe that game away? Right now, it's just the fact that, you know, if you lose, the season's over. It's situational football they've worked on all year. The records that the Broncos set. The difference this Sunday, I guess, can you start with the fact the Broncos will be at home, don't have to travel. What do you think is going to determine how this game shakes out, John?
Well, obviously, it's a lot better for us to be at home. The Patriots play very well at home in their backyard, as well as like we play very well in our backyard. So, first of all, it's great to be playing home in front of our fans, who are great fans and deserve to see a game like this. And so that'll make it that much more exciting. And the fans were tremendous last week, and hopefully they'll do the same thing, because it's a big bonus with the crowd noise at home. But I think you know, you look at the first one, we don't dwell on the first loss. We use it, and it stung at the time. We use it, but don't dwell on it and realize that this is a team we're going to have to keep our foot on the pedal for 60 minutes. And, you know, we're not going to back into anything here. We're going to have to go out and win it. And so, as well coached as they are, and we know that. So, you know, we've got to play well in all three phases and play 60 minutes, because we know it's going to be a barn burner.
Get ready for an AFC Championship game Sunday in Denver, kickoff at 105. Plenty going on here all week, getting you ready for the game. We'll be live streaming press conferences all week. We'll have practice reports, stories, photo galleries, you name it. Everything to get you ready for Sunday's game. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Elway Access Podcast, presented by U.S. Bank FlexPerks on DenverBroncos.com.